You're listening to the Archaeology Podcast Network.
An 8,000-year-old woman from Minnesota helped push back assumptions about the earliest Americans.
This is episode 283 for the 10th of October, 2017.
I'm Chris Webster, and this is ARC 365, a podcast today in 2017. If you'd like to support the APN, check out www.arcpodnet.com/members. Professional members can view and listen special educational content such as the Rock Art 101 video up now from renowned rock art specialist Dr. Alan Garfinkel Gold. Check it out at arcpodnet.com/members today. Also known as the Pelican Rapids, Minnesota woman, the bones of an 8,000-year-old individual were found on June 16, 1931 by road crews constructing U.S. Route 59. The remains were brought to Albert Jenks at the University of Minnesota, who identified her as a 15- or 16-year-old woman that had never borne children. Minnesota woman was found with a dagger made from an elk's horn and a conch shell pendant made from a species that was previously only known from Florida. The road crew completely dug up the woman without an archaeologist present, so some of the details remain unclear. She was found with a thin layer of broken clam or mussel shells over her body, which led to a hypothesis that she had drowned and that her body had been covered in mud at the bottom of a glacial lake. At the time, it was thought that people came to the continent only a few thousand years ago. It's been shown now, however, that the girl was Paleo-Indian and that her ancestors likely came across the Bering Land Bridge during the Pleistocene. Radiocarbon dating was used to date the remains near the end of the Eastern Archaic Period. Minnesota woman was reburied in South Dakota on October 2nd, 1999 by the Sioux tribes. And just a little editorial note here, this is a good reason for cultural resource management practices, specifically archaeology. If this had been a modern project, not in 1931, then there would have been an archaeological survey first, or as road crews were digging and they found something, they would have had to have called in an archaeologist rather than excavating it themselves and losing a lot of very important contextual data. So our modern laws and regulations actually benefit the history and help us learn more about the past. Thank you. That's it for this episode of ARC 365. Please share this episode on your social media sites so others can have fun and learn about archaeology too. Please consider a donation to ARC 365 by sponsoring an episode for just $35. You can find the sponsor page at www.archaeologypodcastnetwork.com/sponsor-ARC-365. Thanks and have a great 2017 with the Archaeology Podcast Network. The song Storm Diggin' was written, performed, and recorded by Steve Webster. This show is produced by Chris Webster and Tristan Boyle and was edited by Chris Webster.
This has been a presentation of the Archaeology Podcast Network. Visit us on the web for show notes and other podcasts at www.archpodnet.com. Contact us at chris@archaeologypodcastnetwork.com.